In the Hunter on 981 2NM and on iHeartRadio, this is 2NM Local News.
Good morning, I'm Darren Katrupi in the Hunter Valley Newsroom. A Musselbrook man has been found guilty of animal cruelty charges after starving his dog for at least 10 days and not seeking vet help for a disease. Dave Clark reports.
Musselbrook Magistrates Court has been told someone reported the man to the RSPCA in October last year. Officers went to a home on Anzac Parade and discovered a black and white female staffie in poor condition. A health check at the RSPCA's Hunter Valley Vet Hospital revealed Gypsy was suffering from hookworm and was 6 kilos underweight. The vet estimated she'd not been fed for a minimum 10 days and had been suffering from hookworm for several weeks untreated. 49-year-old David John Wright agreed to surrender Gypsy and two young puppies. Another two had died. He refused to be questioned, saying the dog had disappeared the day before. Wright failed to appear in court when the matter was listed. Magistrate Bree Chisholm convicted him of his charges and ordered him to appear on August 13 for sentencing. She also ordered that he not be permitted to purchase, acquire or take possession or custody of an animal and keep or participate in keeping an animal. In the Hunter Valley Newsroom, I'm Dave Clark.
Strike action targeting Sydney train commuters in recent months is set to extend to the Upper Hunter. Passenger trains will not run on the Upper Hunter and Hunter lines on August 23 between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. Disruptions in the Upper Hunter are likely to be longer because of the time it will take to restart services. Rail staff are angry over train safety issues and stalled pay negotiations. The Rail Tram and Bus Union New South Wales Secretary Alex Classens says the safety of passengers is at stake.
The regional services will find it very difficult to recover in any sort of period of time. So what will happen is that they'll just become buses and they'll run them as buses. And we're already starting to have conversations with Sydney Trains and New South Wales Trains, more importantly for you. We're already having those conversations with them now to try and make sure we put processes in place to look after those people that need those services.
And Singleton Council is on the lookout for projects that will add to the long-term success and well-being of the town. Round two of the innovative Singleton Community Economic Development Fund are now open. Grants of over $10,000 are available from the fund set up by the council with the Bloomfield Group and Glencore. Singleton Council's Vicky Brereton says they want to avoid very, really small short-term initiatives with this fund.
Really, that's something that's going to build social equity, intergenerational equity, economic benefits. So we want people to come up with projects, might be innovative, projects that they may not have quite enough funding for, but they might have some themselves. So, you know, projects they might need a bit of co-funding for. And there will be two streams of funding. One will be for projects that can be undertaken with under 12 months, but also a stream for projects that might go for up to 3 years.
2NM Local Sport. Thanks to Double R Equipment Repairs. Double R. Twice as good. Visit dblr.com.au.
Newcastle has issued front rower David Clemmer with a show cause notice for abusing a trainer and refusing to come off the field during the team's loss to the Bulldogs on the weekend. The former Origin player has also been dropped from the Knights' 22-man squad for this Sunday's clash against the West Tigers in Campbelltown. Clemmer's request to transfer to Parramatta before the midnight Monday NRL player movement deadline was also knocked back by the club. He has another year to run on his contract at Newcastle. Now, you're up to date with the latest news and sport from the Hunter Valley Newsroom. I'm Darren Katrupi.
2NM Weather.